Hey, this is Red Band, and you're listening to podcast number one with my friend Jade. If you want to download this podcast, please subscribe to us on iTunes. We're listed under Death Squad. And don't forget deathsquad.tv. You can find all the video components to all these podcasts. You could also find all the links to all the people that are on the shows. And you can also donate, which helps us a lot. Thank you very much for listening. And now here's podcast number one.
In a single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male and the other two, well, the other two were females. God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smoke marijuana cigarettes. Reefers.
It's Jade here, and I'm here with Red Band. I kind of sound like a monster. I like that.
I forgot I had an effect on. That's kind of trippy that we could just do that the whole time.
Like, just like, rah. No, I just want to sound like that the entire time. I want to sound like a monster.
All right. Hey. We can do this. Do you want to do that?
I like that.
No, let's not do that.
Welcome, everyone. Today is our very, very official first podcast. We're very excited. Yay. Brian, yes,
we've been talking about this for a while.
We've been trying to do this for a while, and it's mid-afternoon, so clearly we're both not stoned yet, so it's pretty exciting. Yeah, it's finally full. This time,
right?
I've been waiting for this time of the day. I don't like smoking right out of bed, though, because it just slows me down. I'll just get right back in bed.
Yeah, I'm not a wake and baker.
I'm not a wake and baker.
I don't understand how people could actually do that. That makes no sense to me.
People do it.
I know. I know a lot of people.
We're going to have people on the show that are going to come high already, which is great. Not that we want people driving and smoking, but I'm very good at steering my wheel with my knee.
We definitely need to get high immediately, though, because I've been sitting here looking at this wheat. Now, I also have a special treat. I didn't even ask you about this.
Oh, good.
If you wanted, I have some Jones Soda Pot. if you want to drink this with our weed.
I love to.
By the way, we are both patients.
Oh, yes.
We live in California.
Very important.
It's a little different than most of the states. We both suffer from, I heard you suffer from the same thing.
You have a little bit of anxiety, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I do. And that's exactly what I said to my doctor. When I went to the doctor, I was like, yeah. I have really bad anxiety. And then I wanted to like mumble underneath my voice, every time I smoke weed,
And then I get really paranoid. It's what I suffer from.
Right.
I told him I had lack of appetite. And I promised the doctor, I'd be like, I have anxiety and I have lack of appetite. And I just get right out of there. Mm-hmm. But that one day I had just gone through a breakup, so I broke down and just told the doctor everything about what had happened, and he ended up hugging me in the end. He was like wearing a Hawaiian shirt like he worked at Trader Joe's, and he ended up like giving me one of those hugs where I didn't hug back. I just got squeezed in like with both my arms in the front.
What kind of doctor is the weed doctors are a little bit different.
They're a little different.
Yeah, they're almost like Grateful Deadheads that never gave up on their journey or something like that and become a doctor or something.
But you know, have you seen in those great weed magazines the really, really hot pot doctor that's been getting like all this?
No.
Shoot, I wish I knew her name. I'm gonna look up once my phone turns on officially. Oh yeah, thanks. Wait, we should cheers.
Yes.
Oh, the cups are so appropriate.
Mm-hmm. I know. Here's to cheers. Podcasting.
Yes, podcast number one. But yeah, she's like this super hot, like Kim Kardashian type, kind of Persian lady who's like a pot doctor. And she also has a sister who's a lawyer. So you can go and get your pot card. And then if you get in trouble, then you go to her hot sister.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Yeah. I'm the guy I go to, actually. He's probably one of the most overpriced pot doctors in the state.
Delicious.
Yeah, it kind of tastes like coconut or something.
It tastes like weed water. Oh, sweet. It's weird.
Sweet weed water. But he was one of the first, I guess, doctors in California to at least get arrested or something like that.
Where is he? Should we advertise for him?
Yeah. Here, I'll pull out my pot membership that I have to keep.
Because I went Sunset La Brea upstairs.
Yes.
Is that your guy?
I think that's the same guy.
Yeah, my guy's older.
Wait, that'd be cool if we went to the same doctor.
Oh my God, what are the chances?
William S. Idleman.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, my thing doesn't look like that.
Yeah. Yeah, my guy's William S. Idleman. Of course, this is my marijuana license. It doesn't have my address.
You got to get that. Yeah. You got to get yours laminated like mine.
Well, I mean, I have to get one every year, though. So
I know. That's a pain in the butt.
It's such a pain in the ass.
It's funny yesterday because when I was at the store, like these like four black guys were coming from Vegas. They're like, yo, dude, where can we get some weed? And I was like, I don't know, man, because I'm working right now. I can't run. But I love buying pot for my friends because then you always get a free gift.
Right.
So I'm like, I don't tell them that. I'm like, oh, I guess I'll go.
You mean your friends that all have licenses? Also.
My friends who all have licenses who are in wheelchairs. Right. I have a lot of. I go to this weekly wheelchair group, and.
Now you're a comic, and you also do a shitload of like TV work and commercials.
I do some work, little work here and there.
And you have a new series that I
do.
Saw.
Oh, did you do the Comediva thing?
Yeah,
I think it looks cool.
Yeah, it looks really cool. What is that all about?
It's so they're launching this new website called Comediva, and basically the concept, it's like a Funny or Die, but focusing on females, which is like, when you first hear that, it's like, well, that's going to suck. But the females involved are super funny, and I love the girls I got to work with. I play this character named Frida. Oh, yeah, I'll take that. Named Frida, and she's like this communist Spanish girl. It's really fun.
That's when you have to really suck hard. There you go. Wow, like a champ.
Ooh.
Like a champ. And by the way, we are smoking the weed we are smoking today. Is triple X sour diesel.
Oh, we should like a pour. Oh, I feel like I shouldn't drink the wheat juice though.
Drink the wheat juice if you're coughing.
I'm coughing.
Get it in your lungs.
So what we're gonna try to do is have a guest every week, have them smoke a little bit with us, ask them some questions. We wanted to go. I'm going to take a break. We wanted to go around and get some dispensaries to donate some stuff, and then that way we could.
I wonder if they're even allowed
to
do that. Well, I guess it's for.
Well, I talked to the place on Formosa in Santa Monica, and I mentioned it. It's called The Clinic, I think.
Uh-huh.
And,
Is that where you usually go?
That's my fave ski. Yeah, it's right by the Gay Boy Trader Joe's.
The Gay Boy.
Which is my favorite as well. Just because I get to go and dream about what it would be like to be in a gay relationship with a boy.
You're messed. Wait, you want to be in a gay
relationship? I'd love to be a gay boy.
Have you ever thought about, you know, getting some operations? You know,
no,
like post-op
I barely have boobs anyway.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You can get a penis put on.
No, I don't want a penis. I don't want a penis.
You don't?
I mean, it would be much easier than a vagina is a lot of work, but like, I just feel like if I had a penis, I would put it in everything.
So that's the whole point.
Fun. I gotta be careful because I almost made a reference to someone we know, and then that's it's dangerous.
Yeah, it's so weird how just sex in general gets so tabooed, you know. It's like back in the day, you know, before whatever, I'm sure it was pretty normal for just people just to have sex.
Everybody
all over the
fucked.
Place. Yeah,
Romans fuck men.
Exactly. They're wearing powdered wigs and shit and scarves and just fucking each other. Now it's like crazy, like, oh my god, you had sex
with
person,
blah blah blah, yeah, blah, 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 blah. Well, not in Brazil.
Yeah. Oh, that's
just
right.
In the U.S.
You're from Brazil too, which is fucking badass, by the way.
I haven't been there in too long. I don't think I can claim it anymore.
Yeah. I need to take you to Fogo de Chão, by the way.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Bad.
He pronounced it really American. It's Fogo de Chão.
Fogo de Chão.
That's closer. Oh, we should have a Brazilian word that you learn every time.
All right. Yeah. So what's
this? It can be a fun. All right. Should we? It's always like dirty words that people learn, you
right,
know?
Yeah.
But I think it should be a fun dirty word. So right. I think this is funny. Everybody knows this. But is bunda.
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 Mm, how do you say?
Oh, that's more like ass, actually.
Okay, well.
Bunda, boom, boom is
how do you
bunda,
say
is butt.
Bunda sex? You know, they have to say it in a question.
I don't think they say it like that.
bunda sex?
That's hilarious. Just like, we should just film you going to Brazil, just going to different people like, bunda sex? And Brazilians are like, slutty enough that they're like, oh yeah.
No shit. Yeah,
sex isn't taboo like that. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Really? It's a little bit more open and free over there.
Oh, absolutely. Like, it's just not a big thing. Like, because I was thinking about this the other day. You know what? No matter who you are, whether you're a fucking president or Charlie Sheen or fucking any old dude anywhere, you're going to have sex. People have sex.
Right.
And it's just, it's going to happen. So just fucking let it go.
Bunda sex?
Bunda sex?
Yeah, what's crazy about Brazil is that if the sex is actually that much more acceptable there, and the Brazilian women are some of the most beautiful women in the world, that just seems like their dream place. Like, yeah. Why are we even here? They have fogo de chus, whatever it's called. They have fogo de chus.
Fogo de show. Wow.
It seems awesome. Seems like heaven.
It's heaven, but I don't think it's... I don't know. I think it might be hard to live there. It's just like a very corrupt country, you know?
Oh, right.
We have a new president. She's a woman. She's a terrorist.
Are you serious?
And I'm very excited about it. No, it's horrible. Like, wow. She has like a history of bank robberies and all this.
Are you fucking
horrible things?
Now, is it voted by the people there? Is it
no?
Like
it's
that?
Very corrupt. Like, you should be more scared of the fucking police than of like anybody on the streets. You know.
Ready for round two?
Oh, I'm good. I'm gonna wait.
Oh, come on! I've done three now.
That bong is my entire leg.
I know, but. This is a podcast for a reason, you know? You can't let the kids think that we're not legit. You know what I'm saying? And by the way, Jade is legit. Jade's one of the few people at the Comedy Store that I met pretty much in a circle, in a smoke circle. And I think
that
I
sounds
met,
so creepy.
Well, no,
just
no.
Just like a bunch of Indians like, whoa, oh, in a fucking tent.
That's what it is.
We met in a sweat lodge.
Actually, I met you in a bathroom. I met you in the bathroom, in the back main stage bathroom, I believe.
What?
Yeah.
Were we fucking?
No.
I'm kidding. Obviously. Come on.
In the smoke circle in the back. But
man. But I probably wasn't working though, right?
No, you weren't working. You actually weren't working. But yeah, that's how I met you, in the bathroom, smoking, doing drugs, which is great. If we ever
because
got married.
Because of my anxiety.
We ever got married, that'd be like, I first met Jade in the bathroom doing drugs.
It's a good way to meet.
That would be great. So,
we're going to be like, it was crazy back then in 2011. Oh my God, that sounds so crazy.
Have you been smoking weed all your life?
No, like I was in high school, like I drank, you know, college, whatever. I even lived in Amsterdam for a little bit.
Are you serious?
I lived in Well, like what? I did a semester there.
What was that like?
Awesome. Awesome. But I was really focused and I didn't really smoke that much, but I drank a lot.
Yeah.
And it was really a good time. And then when I moved to California, that's when I really started smoking weed because it's just better out here.
Obviously. I heard that in Amsterdam that they don't even have, you can't even buy mushrooms anymore there.
Oh, yikes. That sucks. It was really fun. My shroom trips there were like incredible. I went to the fucking Van Gogh Museum and I was like, what the fuck? It was like, it was too much.
Right.
People were like melting and shit. I was like, ah, go. And I should have known because at this store that we went to, there was a lady and she was wearing braids. Like, she looked really pretty. She was like this, right? Like turned away.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, which mushroom would you recommend? Like, I'm kind of new to it, you know? She was like, this one talking to me. And then as I'm about to buy it, she literally turns around. Oh, sorry. Glass eye.
Oh, fuck.
Glass eye.
Fuck.
That's and I'm like, oh, I don't know. Let me think about this. Let me think about this.
That's ridiculous. A woman with a glass eye selling mushrooms.
But then we were like too far in the transaction. So we're like, fuck it. Okay. Yeah, I'll take them. And we like made this tea and I was like so fucked up. It was like, and it just wouldn't stop. And
wow.
But it was really fun.
Glass eyes freak me out. I was at a
wear glasses. I don't know. Be
right. I was at a Salvation Army.
Be yourself,
place.
Whatever.
I was at a Salvation Army place in Ohio or whatever, a thrift store. And it was like a pretty ghetto one. And you know how they have like the glass case of all their precious items, which were like CDs at the time. You're like, oh, we have a CD for sale. Like they'll keep, like the thrift store is usually like a free for all.
Yeah.
And then they have a glass case where they keep all the good stuff. And and I went in there once and they had two glass eyes. Two, which is odd that it's probably not from the same person or they had a backup. You know, I don't remember, but
well, that's kind of important.
Yeah,
I mean, come on, really?
But I bought one of them. Is what I'm trying to say, because it was $10.
Yeah,
and she's like, "Do you want me to put it in a bag?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm not fucking carrying that around."
No, and, give it
right.
Here.
And so I put it in the dishwasher inside of a cup. You know, up. So, and then I forgot about it. And then the girl I was living with.
For how long?
Well, just like a day. Okay. But the girl I was with took the dishes out. And yeah. She fucking poured it out and it broke in my sink. Like, it just was like fucking chipped this big chunk out of the eyeball out, right? And she was like, what the fuck is that? You know, like freaking out and screaming and stuff. Yeah. So then I had this somebody's dead eyeball with a big crack out of it in between. It was the most grossest thing ever, and I swear to God, I would never touch it. I would touch it with like paper towels and like walk around, and I was trying to do something with it.
Why didn't you throw it out?
I eventually did, but I was just saying, don't ever buy a glass eyeball at a thrift store. It will haunt you. Even though if you clean it, you won't want to touch it.
That's very good advice, people. Yeah. Very good advice.
And if you break it, it's even more fucking gross, so watch out for that. Do you a lot of thrift store shopping and stuff like that?
I don't know. I don't really. I go, like, I sell my clothes and then I buy cheap clothes, or I'm like given clothes. I haven't been shopping in a while.
Right. Thrift stores out here are just not as good. It's like, I mean, it's.
No, there's good stuff, I think.
Well, it just seems like there's so many people. You're so far away from the mic, by the way.
Sorry.
You can move it towards you, like lean it back or move it around however you want to. You're a comic. You know how to use a mic stand.
Oh, I don't know. I sounded loud to myself.
Oh.
Because I'm so stoned. I was like, whoa, back it up.
That's hilarious. Yeah, but it seems like the thrift stores out here, they just don't have as much good stuff. And then, but the only good thing is they have a lot of costumes from like movies and shit like that. So you'll go through and you'll be like, what the fuck? That's not a real company. And then you realize, you know, it was in Lost Boys 2 or something like that.
And you're like, but do I want it? I don't know.
No.
Do I want a sweaty actor's dreams that are broken in clothing? No. No, thank you.
Yeah, I agree. We're talking about thrift stores.
You started it.
So, what else is going on? I'm pretty stoned. I admit it. That's pretty good weed. You coughed like a motherfucker, though. I could tell by your eyes how stoned you were.
I know. The first round, I was like, bye.
What kind of music do you listen to?
I mean,
do you listen to music? I mean,
I do.
Do you listen to, like, generic shit, or do you have, like...
I have some... I really like Phoenix. And people hate me for it, but I love it.
What's Phoenix?
Phoenix is this great band. I don't know.
Now I have to listen to a song from Phoenix. Are they a local band?
No, they're British, I believe.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes. I went to their concert. It was awesome. And it's overrated. No, let's not talk about music, please.
All right, so Phoenix is listed as folk. this is going to be interesting.
Wow.
And this is listed off of Rhapsody. Let's just play their most popular song, which is called... I can't even pronounce it. The fuck is that? Okay.
Does it start with an L?
No, it starts with an S.
No, I don't think this is the right one.
Is it a different Phoenix?
What is this? This isn't what I wanted, but I feel like it's what I want now, so...
Yeah.
Shh. No, I'm kidding. This is kind of like...
I think you need to listen to me, Jade. I have entered your head.
Really creepy.
Put the fucking lotion on the basket. Don't put it inside. I want you to cover the whole basket with lotion. That'll do.
This is definitely not them, right? Unless they...
This isn't it. But I would have loved to, like, rage on stage with this band, like...
Just tambourines and just everything. Like,
this is the end of the...
Really fun.
Fuck.
God, but when I went to Phoenix, we got on stage at the very end, and I looked out, and it was crazy. There was, like, tons of people.
Right.
And it was like just lights, like just crazy. And then I just went up and I like touched the dude's leg and I was like, it's cool that I'm on stage, but why did I just touch this dude's leg? Like, no need, but like everyone was just like raging towards him and I just kind of like got stuck in the herd and I was like, whoa. And I just touched his leg and then I was like, what the fuck am I? I looked up and the dude was like, and then this happened.
And then the rest of the night was a journey for little Jay.
Oh, I watched him play a violin and I did a soft tap to the ground.
Ah, look at her go. She's like a little monkey, that one. Late at night.
Hippity hoppity ha.
Oh my god. This music reminds me of like plays I had to watch in high school.
Or it reminds me of like your local hometown sausage festival.
Like bakery commercial, like, come on down to you get some warm pies over here. Like, oh wait, it changed. It's a different kind of folk now.
We here at Marie Callender's want to help you this holiday season.
Yes.
With a rhubarb pie.
Come by Macy's and you're going to get 20% off ladies' footwear.
Macy's. I'm addicted to Macy's. That's the gayest thing ever to say.
I can't believe you said that. Like, I had an awkward pause. I was like, well, really? Like,
It's embarrassing for me.
Yeah, why would you say that out loud?
Because, you know, there's one of the designers, this is stupid, but one of the designers I just fell in love with, man, his clothes, and I just, they carry it, so that's, now I just like Macy's. They have good deals there, man. You go there and you find like this shirt that's like $150 usually. That'd be like on the 50% off, and then you have like three coupons that they sent you just for having a Macy's card, and it takes off like another $25. Next thing you know, you got like a crazy shirt thrift store prices.
I feel like what you just did could have been the most incredible audition piece for Macy's. You're cool. You're now, and you love Macy's because you fell in love with one of the designers.
Sign up now for the Macy's gift card and get an extra $5 purchase at Macy's. Well, I like this band Phoenix. Now, I see what you're saying. This is a really good band. Wow.
Come on.
Very cool. This is called Phoenix, by the way. It's totally misspelled. I spelled it Phoenix.
Oh, there's an E in it.
Yeah, somewhere.
Hi, kitty.
Yeah. Macy's. Mark Echo is the designer. And the reason why I liked him is because he had this really cool... This is so nerdy. He had this really cool Star Wars
line. This cat is like way too trippy right now. I'm sorry. Go. Get out of
here.
He's
showing you his ass.
I know. I just...
He likes to put his ass on.
No.
Do you want to see him play with an iPad?
Yeah. Over there. Because he's like trippy to me right now. Like...
He's trying to drink your weed, look. No.
Here. Weed cat, no!
He's like... This is called Cat Rodeo. And he's on. And we're shaking him. Cat Rodeo. And it's Kenny. Kenny... Stand it.
Is this right? I can't tell, but it's hilarious.
Yes, it's on the That poor little guy.
He's just like, fuck you. He's like, no, fuck you. No.
He's gonna claw my face.
Why would you do that?
I was trying to put him back on the chair.
Oh my god.
I think he got
me. Of course he got you. He's a cat. He has claws.
You're scared of cats. You obviously did not have cats growing up.
I actually did.
Did you eat them? Is that not like a Brazil thing that you used to eat your pets?
Yeah, we ate cats.
On the third birthday, we would eat our cat.
No, it would be from birth on. As babies, we would just be let go in a room with a cat, and it was him or the cat. So that's how I survived. I have to coexist with them and
let's play a game. What is your favorite color?
Charcoal gray.
So let's just say gray.
Okay.
And what is your favorite sexual position?
It really depends on the person.
All right, let's do something else then. What is your favorite color of favorite color is the first one, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, gray. And or what's your favorite state? It could be state of mind or state in the United States of America.
I don't know. That's feels really infinite of a question. I feel like it's hard to make one decision.
First thing that comes to your mind.
New York.
New York. All right, so now we're going to find which song comes up under the words Gray New York.
Oh, God, it's going to be really depressing, I'm sure.
And you have to do an audition for the Applebee's with whatever song this is, okay?
Applebee's?
Yep. So, Gray New York. Gray New York. All right, first song that comes up. Here we go. The song it comes up as the song's called
Cold Gray Sky.
Hey handsome, how you doing?
I don't stand
I'm doing good. You want to go out tonight? Yeah, I'd love to. Actually, I already made some plans.
Really?
Yeah. What are we doing tonight, baby? I'm taking you Applebee's. Oh my God, Steve. Applebee's. Are you serious? Yeah, baby. Tonight, we're doing everything. We're doing ribs. We're doing potato skins. We're doing bacon. Oh, bacon. Yes, bacon. Because I love you, baby. I'm definitely going to suck your dick tonight. I know. I know you are. You're...
Applebee's.
Oh. Applebee's. 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 Ha. We're gonna fuck tonight. Applebee's.
That was fucking awesome.
Thanks.
You're really good at that. So you must go to the Applebee's a lot.
I thought an overdramatic type of interpretation would be lovely, so. I get horny when I think about Applebee's, so that's what I did.
The only thing good about Applebee's is their Weight Watcher menu.
You know, when I lived in Virginia and East Coast, I would eat there because I like the molten lava cake.
Yeah.
But I haven't eaten there in a really long time.
Do they even have Applebee's out here? I don't even think I see them.
I think they do.
Weird.
In the valley areas.
All right. That's probably right.
Around here.
Around here. All right. So now it's your turn to ask me two questions and give me a commercial audition that I have to do.
Oh, really good. Oh, my God. Wait, let me think about this.
I have to smoke more weed for this.
Good. I'm glad that you set up all the rules. Okay. Let me think about it. Okay.
Do you want to hit?
No, I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah. Okay. It can be any two questions, right?
Ooh.
I like the effects, it's so fun. Oh.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing, man?
Oh. Right. Hello?
Hi. Okay, I have a question for you.
Right.
But you have to be really honest, okay?
I promise.
Okay. What's your favorite...
Okay. What's your favorite? What's your favorite emotion?
Happiness, obviously.
Okay. Happiness. And what's your favorite uncle's name?
Daddy.
What?
Uncle.
Do we go with daddy just because it was like so instinctual and guttural? That was
okay,
weird.
All right, that was a joke. But
all right, all right.
So what was the now daddy happiness daddy? Oh no! And what's the commercial that I have?
When I hear the song, I'll tell you.
Okay.
No. Wait. It shouldn't. That's unfair. I should tell you.
Right.
You said before.
Right.
Happiness daddy. I want the commercial to be for like a Big Brothers program thing.
Like a Big Brother?
Yeah.
Okay. Happiness Daddy.
Yeah.
Big Brothers. Daddy. Happiness Daddy.
Because I got a little time to think. That's only fair, right? Like I'm giving you a little time to think as you research it.
All right. For searching Happiness Daddy, the first thing that came up, the track's name is a paragraph long. The name of this song, wow, hold on, I gotta get close. The name of this song is called Oh, how I remember on the day you were born, how Daddy cried tears of joy, tears of happiness. This is the birthday song Daddy sings for you. Our Savior said that through him there is eternal life, great spirit. Have pity on me in this life.
That made me sick.
Can I do the second song instead of the first?
That one seems really creepy. I never meant it to go Christian. I'm sorry.
So the next one, song is called Daddy Loves You by Edwin McCain.
Okay, it's creepy enough. Let's go.
All right. And this is for the Big Brothers. I'm going to fail at this, I can tell.
Don't put yourself down like that.
Right. Hold on, let me play this again. I'm getting a little bit too stoned here.
We here at the Big Brothers Institute of America want you all to know that not every kid has a daddy.
Daddy loves you.
Dad?
Yes, son?
Daddy loves you.
Why aren't you my real dad?
Because I had to sign up for this Big Brothers program just to make you feel like you had a real dad. But times are getting tough, and
Mama loves you.
I started dating this chick and she doesn't like you.
I hate you.
But I'm only four.
Yeah, but you're a shitty four.
Oh, you're disgusting.
And well, thanks to the Big Brothers return policy, I'm allowed to do this.
We're so happy.
But at least we both tried.
I didn't really try.
But I love you.
Shut the fuck up.
What the fuck was that? What was that?
Just don't listen to that fucking shit.
Anything. He wasn't even a word.
I know. Alright. Here. I got you something. You know, I'm not gonna see you anymore. And I want you to have this to remember that you don't have a daddy.
What is this thing?
It's pills. Lots and lots of pills.
Take them all.
It's your mommy's.
Just take all of them, please. All at once, okay? Be a big boy and swallow them, all of them. Okay, this is...
Just fucking take it. Just swallow your fucking pills, you son of a bitch!
Oh, sorry. He is getting a little creepy for me, but just go for it.
We here at Big Brothers want you to know that this is possible. Thanks to our beautiful return policy, you can make a child's life at least feel like he have a chance for a brief period of time.
And I don't care anymore.
Wow, that got really creepy and weird, but I went kind of like in and out of it, and I was like, that song was really creepy, but it had moments that I was like, oh God, like, it's kind of creepy, but it's like, daddy loves you. And you're like, oh, that's kind of sad. And then... But I don't know, kind of amusing all at once. Oh God, I'm horrible. I'm a horrible person.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like...
You overthink things?
No. I feel like I only am friends with comics sometimes. And then when I make friends who aren't comics, they're like, you're so morbid and fucking weird. And like, I don't know.
Really?
I think people perceive me as kind of mean and like, I don't know, because it's funnier to be around people who know that I'm joking.
Right.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
You know?
You hang out with a bunch of squares then, obviously.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. Who are you hanging out with? Kenny Rogers and shit?
What? Who that is?
Your friends are weirdos.
Who that is?
That's weird. No, I surround myself with fucking people that I can always be a retard around and... Yeah. You should do that.
I don't know. I love my comic friends.
You need to cut the fat once in a while, you know, with friends. I've realized there's so many friends that after a while I'm just like, why am I friends with this person again? Oh yeah, he bought me a shot at that bar that one night and that friendship bloomed, and I'm like, oh, that's great. Now he's fucking smells like shit and he won't get off my couch, you know.
What is this? Getting personal? Are you talking about someone specific?
I'm just, yeah, well, this guy Tyrone.
I mean, oh, Tyrone, I know. Oh, I know, Tyrone. Oh, I know, Tyrone. Tyrone's got me pregnant 5 times. And I had them all because, I don't know. Because I wanted money and then I found out he was broke.
Have you ever sold anything to get money, like blood or plasma?
You know what? I've never been able to give blood because I've been really skinny my whole fucking life. Like, just ridiculous.
I never even thought about that. Have you ever tried to get fat?
I mean, I've never not tried. I've just always been this size. I've just always been really little. And, like, I eat a lot. You know this. We should eat soon, speaking of that.
Yeah, Flappers. We're going to Flappers. They have half off their menu, and they have fucking kick-ass food.
And cut. This whole time, there's been an advertisement for Flappers, and you guys didn't even know it.
Yeah, I have a show tomorrow there. It's called, what's it called? Men versus Women or something like that. And it sucks, because one of my this girl I used to date is the person I'm against. I don't know what that means, though. Have you ever done one of these shows? So you don't have to have, like, material versus the person, right?
What? No. They didn't even tell me who I was against until I, like, got there. It's not like that.
All right. Cool. I have no idea. I've never done one of these shows.
Whoa. And relax.
I was like, why are they putting me against her? This is retarded. All right. So never mind. So anyways, go to that show. I'm sure it's going to be entertaining. Thanks for listening to the Flappers commercial. It's located in Burbank.
Yeah. It's good times. I've good been time. There once.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, tonight will be my second time.
That's crazy. I wonder if that club's doing good. It seems weird.
It felt like they were when I went. I liked it.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful club. I hope it succeeds. I always wonder if, like, every time I go there, of course, it's only, like, open mic nights and shit like that. So I've never seen it, you know, at night.
Yeah, I liked it. I did the little room, and it was cool.
Yeah.
I met some people I hadn't seen do comedy, and they were all really cool and funny, and it was cool. I like when I, like, go outside of my comfort zone, like outside the places that I always perform, and I see people that I like haven't seen in a while, so to me they're really fresh, and I love seeing fresh comedy. And
right,
and then you see them like a million times and you're like, oh god, fuck.
And you mean fresh with a PH, right? Fresh. I think fresh. This is a fresh comedy.
Yo, if the boy ain't fresh, I'm not gonna laugh. Okay. God, I wish I was like fucking Cuban or black woman and I could just talk like that.
Yeah. Here's a question for you. This is a comedy question because you're a little bit more experienced in stand-up than me.
Oh, thanks.
But all right, so I'm doing this show next month, the Naughty Show, and a lot of my jokes, like the main chunk of my bit right now is like not anti porn star stuff, but anti I dated a porn star stuff, you know. Should I rewrite it? Or do you think it, like, somebody told me, like, no, that would be like, you know, no, doing black out. Humor just, in a black club.
No. What? I don't know. Just go with what you feel like. What you want to do. It's your set.
Right.
Don't worry about making it so specific for that show.
Right.
I mean, think about a good set that would fit, but, like, don't stress out about.
Right. I don't know what to do.
I wouldn't. Just have fun. That show is just, like, about going with what's happening that night, because you never know, you know?
Right.
And I went last... Oh, yeah, I went with you. And I was thinking, like, we were all talking about how those shows, like, people come and they're all there and they're laughing on the inside, but, like, there's also a lot of perverts, and so they're just kind of, like, watching. And, like, you can't fill a whole audience full of perverts. It's going to be quiet.
Right. Well, that's usually packed. That time was weird. That was a weird...
It was pretty packed.
Yeah. Well, it was packed, I'm saying, but last time it was more, I guess, comics than there was pervs, which wasn't cool. But that time it was just, I don't know, it was a weird one.
Really? I enjoyed myself.
Yeah, that was a fun time.
I thought it was funny. I thought Sam's funny.
Yes.
And, the porn stars were so hot. I was so into it. I was like yelling throughout. That black girl was hot. And at first I was like, fuck yeah, that black girl told us what we wanted to hear. Yeah, we were like raging out to it. And then the fucking other girl just kept really thinking of different ways to outdo her. And it was really entertaining.
That was.
And then it all ended with a triple kiss.
That was awesome. Like, yeah, the awesome. Kiss fecta. I forgot about the kiss
fecta. It was like, ha, 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 yeah.
like just awesome.
That is awesome.
I love entertainment like that, and Sam Tripoli delivers.
I know. He needs that. That show needs to be picked up somewhat so bad. Can you imagine if that show like had a backing like Showtime or something to it?
God, that would be so sweet.
Fucking stupid.
I mean, it could happen.
Yeah. It should happen. I think it will happen. I think it's just hurry up already, you know?
No, I don't think there's any hurry to it. Like, it'll happen. Just.
I love how positive you are. I've noticed that.
I complain a lot.
Super positive, though. Or at least you're.
I'm trying. Positive. I'm trying. I'm working on my person.
Are you?
I really am.
That's awesome. That's something everybody needs to do, because it's self-evaluation is one of the most important things I've ever learned. You know, like when I was younger, I didn't give a shit. I didn't think about how I portrays to others and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But ever since, you know, you kind of get that. At least I got it around, I don't know, mid-20s, early-20s. But then once you start thinking like that way, it's just...
Oh, my God, I'm so stoned. I'm like, ugh. Yeah? Yeah? Sorry. I'm listening to you.
You just had a stroke or something.
I just, like, I'm so cold, and then I went to reach for this, and I was like, oh, I don't want it.
Are you cold?
No. My coffee was just like, ugh. I'm so stoned. I need water or something.
Hey, do you want a Coke Zero or a water or a...
Do you have a regular Coke?
You don't like Coke Zero?
I mean, do you have regular Coke?
No.
Then, yeah, I'll take a Coke Zero.
Wow. All right. I can't believe you don't like Coke Zero.
I don't think I've ever had it.
Well, it's delicious, and it's refreshing, and there's zero calories, and it keeps the same taste as a regular Coca-Cola. See, guys, this whole time it was about Coke Zero.
Seriously, I've been wanting to tape a fucking voiceover reel, and I think this past podcast is perfect. Cut it, print it, send it.
All right, so I'm going to run into the kitchen. So do you have a story that you'd like to share to the viewers?
Anything specific that I should tell?
Yeah. Talk about the first time you got high.
Just by myself to...
Yeah. Well, no, here.
I mean, I'll go get water with you. How about that? Why don't we take a break, put a song on or something?
Oh, that sounds a good idea.
There you go.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick...
Put a funny video on. Hey, can we put a funny video on?
Yeah.
For them to watch?
Yeah, but how long's the video?
I don't know.
It's probably a short video, right?
It's short.
All right, let's just put a song on, because that way we have it like a little break.
Let's do it.
Okay?
Sure. All right,
here we go.
I would love to see the transcript of that, like blah 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 blah. You guys can't tell, but he's stroking his dick. Put it away. Hey. Hey.
All right. What?
Put that thing away.
Okay.
It's like, I don't care about...
All right, I'll be right back.
Oh, this is good. There's not even any music.
People are probably sitting here, what the fuck?
So we fucked. Let's just get out of the way.
Yeah.
Then Brian cried. It was very... So I held him.
It was very beautiful.
But it was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Let's just get out of the way.
What was the word for butt again?
Bunda.
Bunda.
It was bunda sex, and I felt so bad for him, you know, and his pants were already off, and I thought...
That's... You literally thought that, because after he went... I had to go to the bathroom and clean it up. That's why I was crying.
I'm sorry. What did you just say?
Nothing.
No, seriously, what did you just say?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Hey, do you like hot sauce?
Oh, come on.
Do you like hot sauce?
Wait, are you promoting a hot sauce?
Yeah. There's this local company from San Diego who sent us a bunch of hot sauce, and I want to thank them. It's fucking delicious.
Wait,
and
let me see it. I really like hot sauce.
All right.
Oh, fuck. Actually.
That's yours, because I have a case of it.
Really?
That's a case of it. And it, what can you say the name of the product, please?
Gringo Bandito.
All right.
Sauce. 5 lbs, 1 oz, 150 millimeters. I don't think that's millimeter. it's from California.
Yeah. Really nice guys. They actually do, the one guy that gave it to me. He actually does open mic at Sal's. He's like, his first time was recently or something, I think. If I remember, I'm pretty stoned right now.
What's honthan gum? I wonder what that is.
Honthan gum?
Yeah.
Isn't that like where they take like a like the horse, and they make it into like a paste, but then they cook the paste up with chicken livers or something like that, and it makes it kind of like a gelatin.
Oh, yikes. I don't know.
No, I'm just kidding.
That sounds really intense and probably illegal. I love that.
What's the commercial you wanted to play, though? We should play the audio of it, at least. Or, I mean, I could play the commercial, but I have to download it first. And
oh, you mean video?
Yeah, the video.
It's called a Corporate Song and Dance.
Oh, so it would be a good audio to listen to right now?
It's really funny, but I don't know. Have you ever seen it?
No.
Yeah, watch it.
Okay. It's called Corporate Song and Dance. Let me look it up real quick. What is it?
You'll just watch it.
All right. Corporate Song and Dance. I just put that into Google. First video comes up with YouTube. Here we go.
It's over.
Jeremy, we can soul salvage this deal, okay? There's still a chance. We can spin this in a positive.
It's over. Without the support of the firm behind us, we're fucked. We'll be lucky to get out of here with our dicks in our hands.
I told you too, that by moving forward with the Shiitake deal, you were moving forward without me. How dare you bring me down into this mess?
We needed majority approval. Without you, we couldn't move ahead. We had to make the offer when we did, otherwise the account would have been lost.
We saw an opportunity. We made a move.
And it failed.
But not yet, okay? There's still a chance the board of trustees will approve.
Bullshit, Briggs. You're like a frog in a frying pan, and you're gonna fucking fry. The board is gonna want answers on this, and when they do, I want my stance on this whole shitstorm made perfectly clear.
It's a little too late to climb aboard that white horse, isn't it? I didn't hear you cry foul with the Mercury acquisition or the Gibson merger. No, when the money's rolling in, when the fields are green, you have no problem sitting on your ass and reaping the rewards just like your father.
How dare you?
Shut up! You two can stand there and measure your dicks all you want, but I, for one, am not going to be going down with this ship.
Ho, ho, ho! You will be the first one to go down with this ship!
Mr. Dempsey!
What is it, Lewis?
I'm sorry, it's just the senior board members are here. They're 4 hours early. I know they need answers immediately.
Send them in.
Sir, there's one more thing.
Yes?
Mr. Dempsey Sr. is here as well.
Your father hasn't stepped foot in this office since his stroke.
He phoned in this morning. Himself.
Oh, it's so bad quality. You can't even see
it. Yeah.
Look, look. It's the black and white. It's so funny. Yeah, so,
First of all, I just want to thank all of you for...
That's go watch it. It's Corporate Song and Dance. It's fucking hilarious.
Nice.
That was a little taste of it.
Yeah, check him out. Good neighbor.
That was Ben Glob in it, right?
What?
Who was that guy in it?
It's Nick Rutherford, and you can just look up Good Neighbor. And cool. You can check out their videos. Awesome. Really good.
That
really,
was funny.
Really good. Yeah. How? It's very satisfactory, the ending. Seriously, I haven't seen a video that...
Oh, there was a secret ending?
No, I mean, you didn't... Yeah, you didn't get to watch the ending, but just save it. Oh, don't look! Oh, fuck. I mean, it won't ruin it, but... It's gonna be a softer coming. That's, you know, awesome. What I mean?
That's awesome. Are you friends with those guys?
Yeah, I'm friends with those guys, and some of them do stand-up, so that's how I met them.
Mm. Awesome.
Yeah, they're cool. Yeah, it's crazy how, like, the internet's so crazy. Like, the video, you know, you can put up a video and millions of people can hear
Yeah.
what you're putting up. And you know, it might just be a dumb idea that you enjoy or something you really love and take time with. And it's just such a cool way, like, absolutely, to be part of that, you know, that flow on right. the internet.
Right.
And there's some people like that who have videos like that. They're just like, so, oh, yeah. Listen, tell the prostitute to drive. Don't park in the driveway. Tell the prostitute.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Right.
That's how, the cool thing about having an AT&T phone is that you can do shit like that and then not answer the phone for a while, and they'll think, oh, the, you know, he has an iPhone, he's probably in a bad neighborhood where there's no connection. And you could just ignore people for hours.
Wow, that's what AT&T can do for you. Buy it today. Wow, man. God, wow. Fuck. Just kill me if I don't know. I would love to just be like a successful commercial actor, but like not for the rest of my life, you know?
You have been in some pretty awesome commercials, right?
I've had some that I've done that I really love, and I love doing it, and I hope to do a lot more. And fuck yeah, but like, you know, I don't want to do it forever. Like, I've made some friends that are like older actors, and they've done it like almost full time, and it's just a hustle, you know?
Yeah. Unless you become like the Jared, I guess, or if you become
right, like if you, yeah, of course, like progressive or like.
Have you seen the Verizon guy lately?
I haven't.
I don't see him.
I've never seen him.
His latest commercial.
Oh no, I don't really watch TV anymore. All right.
Look for this online though. There's a new commercial for the Verizon iPhone. Verizon just got iPhone, and at the end, like, he's been hiding or something lately. He hasn't been on commercials lately. But at the end of it, he's holding up the iPhone. He's like, "Can you hear me now?" or whatever he says. And it looks like he's been eating the network. Like, I think they've been hiding him. Like, he looks pretty giant now.
No, he's been hiding his need to do film or like something else. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to get jaded.
Right.
I just don't.
He's hiding because he's in a contract that Verizon won't let him get out. He's getting screwed just like all of us. He has a contract to be the Verizon guy for the rest of his life, and he's just like his cell phone provider. He can't get out of that contract.
That is, isn't it ironic?
Don't you think? I need to remember that. That's a pretty good idea for it.
God, I used to fucking love Alanis Morissette.
Oh yeah, fuck, whatever happened to Alanis Morissette?
She's doing awesome. She just had a baby, dude. She looks great. She's married.
What? Why did you have to say
she
that?
Was in the show Weeds, and she was fantastic. I loved her character, and I think she's still in it. She was in it like all the way through. I haven't seen the last
You pretty season. Much said, yeah, have you seen Marilyn Monroe? She had a baby. You know, it doesn't make, you just ruined my whole day.
Aww. Hey, if Marilyn Monroe is the one true bitch in your heart, let me tell you this. She was a whore, and all the Kennedys fucked her, then murdered her.
I know.
Because they didn't want her to talk.
I know.
So, everybody that idolizes Marilyn Monroe, great. She's a beautiful, lusty, voluptuous woman, but she was a slut.
I heard her pussy stunk.
Well, back in the day. Back in the day, you know,
you used licorice to clean your pussy.
Oh my gosh. Rags, women. Women wore rags full of blood once a month, attracting animals to claw around.
That's funny.
Oh man. The modern woman can now wear a diaper looking thing instead of a rag. Like, just the evolution of tampons. Fuck, man. And then,
didn't tampons used to have like metal straps that used to like, you have to like, no, like a belt, like a girder thing that used to just hold the tampon in?
It wasn't like a metal thing. It was like a rag, like the diaper type thing that you'd wrap around like a rag.
Do you know, have you ever met any girls that like, they're trying to be like historic and that still use that shit?
No, dude. I'm sorry. Like, you know, I was just thinking about this the other day, literally yesterday when I was in a women's bathroom doing my makeup. It was like in a big building, and I was thinking about like, no matter who you are as a woman, you know, there's just these
annoying certain things that are always going to be heard in a women's bathroom. And I didn't want to talk about it because tampons are so obvious, but like,
right.
No matter who you are, whether like you're like covered, you know, Middle Eastern, like you can only see your eyes. Everybody wears tampons. Okay. Like, there's not one culture that doesn't. And so like,
are you sure? I mean, like, there's African tribes or...
No, of course. There's, like, I mean, I'm talking about, like, right. In a modern bathroom, if you go in a modern bathroom, yeah. Like, the most extreme people you'll see in a bathroom like that.
Right.
I'm not saying, like, in the middle of the desert, the African women go in bush and trade small to large tampons. The large go through the entire rainy season, and the super large go through two desert seasons. Iranian tampons. Buy them today at Whole Foods and...
I used to date this dirty bitch that every time she was so broke that she never bought, like, maxi pads or whatever, so yeah. She'd just take paper towels.
Oh, God, man.
And it used That's to horrible. Gross me out.
That's really horrible and harmful to your vaggie. You gotta take care.
I know, and it was so... She was going to school for nursing, too, and it was so, just, like, such a turnoff. You know, like, she'll... You know, you're about to have sex and you take off her pants and she has fucking toilet paper. Or not, I mean, fucking paper towels in like a square.
Oh, God. That's, yeah, let's change the subject.
Yeah. School for nursing, too.
Oh, Well, that's ironic again. Mm. Alanis Morissette.
Don't you think? All right, let's play another game. I like it when we play this game. And we got to pretty much wrap it up soon if we want to.
Oh, yeah, we got to get out of here. It's 5:00.
All right, let's not play a game. I don't want to play
a Okay, game. No, we'll play a quick one.
Okay.
How about this? Do we want to play, like, a trivia thing? I'm pretty...
I'm pretty shitty at
No, I don't want to get this on. I don't want... We'll talk later.
Fucking Charlie Sheen's calling you. That's ridiculous. How did you meet Charlie Sheen?
Well, we were both at Pinkberry at like 4 a.m. and,
Wait, Pinkberry's open at 4 a.m?
No, Charlie had a gun, to the guy's head, but it was adorable the way he did it. And because the lighting was low, he didn't look so creepy,
right.
You know, and he looked like he had a little more, I don't know, like, you know, meat on those bones, but,
What instigated the whole thing, you know, like what?
I was walking in a... towards Pinkberry, and then...
Were you working the street at the time, or just walking to your car at 4 a.m. after a party, or...?
I was trolling for dick on Sunset, and, No, I was actually going to Pinkberry myself, hoping it was still open. It was on my way home from somewhere. There's one, like, right by my house.
Right.
And then I saw that it was open because Charlie Sheen had broken in.
Wow.
And it was just a crazy coincidence.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And
why did you fuck him though? Did he like force it on you or did you?
Oh, no. Oh. No, that he didn't. That part was just, I don't know. Call it a...
Now, I guess a lot of people want to know, is he trimmed or is he just go full bush?
He's full bush. Yeah. He's full bush.
See, that's something I think that you just kind of grow out of, you know, trimming. Like, I think after a while, you know, it's just like, fucking cover that shit.
You know, it's like blankets. He didn't mean to be full bush. He's actually shaved, he told me.
Right.
But like, you know, it's been hard because, like, everything's so crazy. So you just let it grow. And, Plus He told me that somebody, like, removed everything sharp from his house or something.
Oh. Oh, that's understandable.
Yeah. Sucks.
Well, I think this was a successful podcast.
Yeah, A+. A lot of fun. I had a little bit of a too high moment.
Yeah.
Apologies.
One thing you need to work on is your Twitter. But, you know, I was looking at it today.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry.
And it's, like, the most impossible Twitter name to remember or ever.
It's my name.
I know, but that's when you have a name like that, you either have to change it. Like,
if I just go Jade, it's, like, so porno.
No, you could be, like, you know, Jade Angel.
No. Ew, what the fuck? What the fuck? Am I 14 and already fucking everyone in the neighborhood? Jade Angel. Fucking call me if you want your dick sucked. Jade Angel.
No, but I mean, you could be like,
call me over and I'll make you erupt, Jade Angel.
You could be like Jade on Jade or something.
Holy
like that.
Holy shit.
You know, what? It could just be,
Jade on Jade, all of these are horrible ideas. You're fired.
Well, it's just like it seems like too hard for most people that don't know you to spell it out. Like, I
what
even
about
have
Jade CP? Jade CP.
Yeah, perfect.
But I think that was taken. I know, think that's what I tried.
C-3PO. Jade C-3PO.
No, I do not like Star Wars enough for that to be my name. I'm sorry. I'm not ready for the people who want to chat about that, and I don't know. I don't know my facts.
Jade
I would
Juice.
Love to know. I'm interested, but...
Juicy Jade. Jade Juice. One of those two.
God, what? They're all to do with my vagina. Stop. Jade Lips.
Jade Lips.
Jade Vagina. Oh my god, I almost said the P word. I almost said pussy. What the fuck? I almost didn't say pussy because my friend Monrock, who's a comic, hates the word pussy and like despises it. And it's okay. I respect that, but like sometimes it just slips out of my mouth, you know, cuz I use it in conversation and I use it unfortunately in my comedy cuz I think some people think it's like, "Oh, pussy." But actually I kind of cringe when I see myself say it in video.
Do you?
A little bit. I'm like, ugh, it looks weird when I say it because I kind of get this like double chin that I use in my comedy and it's like, ugh.
You have a weak chin?
I have a little bit of like a Kristen Wiig chin, which I think is helpful for comedy.
Because
I could look kind of hot, right. Or I could look like, ugh, relatable.
Oh, I never thought of it.
Yeah, because I think I'm like one of those, like I'm not really in the middle. Like you either think, you know, you're attracted to me or you're not. Like I'm not.
Have you ever thought about getting a chin implant?
Do you think I need a chin implant?
No,
oh,
I mean...
God, I can't... Like, I don't know. That's creepy. Like, having a plastic thing in my face? Like, what? That I'll always feel like it's a plastic thing in my chin? That's frightening.
That would be gross.
What if you get an infection and your chin falls off? Yep. Negative.
Big Lips Jade. Twitter. That could be a good name.
Big Lips? Again, these are so fucking sexual.
Oh,
well, I have big lips. You can't be like big lips. Like if you actually have big lips, it has to be a joke.
Right. Latin lips was plural too. It wasn't lip.
God, I'm not gonna... Latin lips. What the fuck? People, these are all incredible call. Oh. Center's line, like center's numbers.
Well, so why don't you spell out your Twitter and let's give the audience a little bit of time to like pull out their phone and type it in and pencil. Right now, just get a pencil and paper or write it down.
We gotta go. We gotta change it right now. It's now or never.
We'll bring it up next time and you'll announce it on your old Twitter what your new Twitter is. But why don't you
Let's
give it a couple more seconds so people can still get their pencils and stuff and write this.
Oh wow, you're very thoughtful. He's okay. A giver, ladies. He is a giver.
All right. I think that they're about ready now.
Okay, let's do this.
So do it slow, too, and spell it out.
Okay, well, I'll say it all at once. It's Jade Catapretta, and it's JadeCatapretta.
Jeez, that's
ridiculous. Jade Catapretta, all in one.
Right. Ridiculous.
It's a hyphenated name. It's my name. Jade Catapretta. That's my name.
Yeah, but even my last name's not that crazy. Mine's just Reichel, you know, like Third Reich.
Yeah.
But I had to change it to Red Band because, you know, the Jews.
Yeah, well, I did not get... Yep. Bye. I'll see you later.
So anyways, check out Jade on Twitter. Check her out. Her fucking hilarious videos on YouTube. And
Thanks, Brett.
Is going to be fun to do these in the future. We're going to get some of our friends in here and get
started. Oh, yeah,
with
look
us.
Forward to it. A lot of crazy people are going to come by.
Yeah,
it's going to be a lot of fun.
And go to deathsquad.tv to download any of these podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe to iTunes. That's the most important part. Thanks for listening.
Bye bye. Oh, ciao, ciao. We'll do it.
Ciao, ciao?
Ciao. Ciao is how you say bye, and then you can say beijos. That's kisses.
Ciao, ciao.